Frankie Fish and the Wild, Wild Mess. Written and read by Peter Hallier. Drew Bird's spurs dragged along the floor of the forbidden shed as he practiced pacing up and down while twirling water pistols on his fingers. "So, what's the plan, boss?" he asked. Smiling, Frankie opened the complete history of the American Wild West to a page headed "The Washoe Nation" and showed it to Drew. "We're going to look for these people," he said. "It says here that the Washoe people lived in California, just outside a town called Happy Falls. And they had a medicine man who sounds awesome." Frankie continued, excited. He flipped to the next page and showed Drew an old black and white photo. The caption below read, "Laughing Sparrow, Medicine Man." There was something about the man's wrinkled face that made Frankie trust him implicitly. He knew that this was the man to help the Fish family. "Look, Frankie," said Drew, pointing at the page. He frowned. "The book says Laughing Sparrow and his community moved around a bit. So how can you be sure he'll be there when we arrive?" "He'll be in Happy Falls on November 2nd, 1886, said Frankie confidently. Drew looked skeptical. "How do you know that? Did you check his Google calendar?" "Nah," said Frankie, gesturing to the book. "There was a collapse at the Happy Falls gold mine back then. It caused this huge cloud of dust to rise up above the town. Apparently, Laughing Sparrow saw it in the distance, worked out something was wrong, and rode into town to help treat the miner's injuries. He more or less managed to unbreak broken bones. And if he can do that, then he can definitely help Granddad." Drew nodded, convinced. "We'd better get going," he said, opening the sonic suitcase. "It won't take Lou long to work out what we're up to, and I don't want to be here when she does. Should I check the coordinates?" "Nah," bragged Frankie, typing away at the suitcase's control panel. "I can pretty much do this in my sleep now. We'll land just outside the town so that no one sees us and just walk in. Hold on tight," he added, setting the suitcase in motion. "And happy travels." Imagine being stretched. Stretched like bubblegum, zigzagging stickily from one corner of the globe to another. Stretched to the point where your waist feels as thin as a twig and you think you may snap at any moment and your head so far from your feet that you can't see your shoes. You whiz up through the atmosphere, and before you can say, "I need more space," you are looking down at planet Earth as the moon winks at you. Your arms feel like your legs, and your legs feel like your arms, and your brain feels like it has been tossed into a massive tumble dryer where the sound of every animal that ever existed laughs for eternity. You can suddenly taste spaghetti as Napoleon rides a seahorse through a meteor shower. And it's only when you get really close that you realize the meteor shower's not made of rock, but sponge cake. You lick your lips and discover you have the tongue of a frog. It zips over Iceland and zaps back like an old vacuum cleaner cord. Bruce Springsteen does somersaults as Meghan Markle cartwheels around the garden of Buckingham Palace. You continue to spin and spin, slow then fast, fast then slow. If your head wasn't screwed on so tightly, it wouldn't surprise you if it flew off like a soccer ball that had been struck by Ronaldo himself.